Танце, que te estamos catnau, tatawau, kankio, fun wood is sigasoyan. You're listening to the Cree Chatter Hour, and this is Fawn Wood. Usually, I am joined by my partner, Mr. Dallas Waskahat. Unfortunately, today he is not here to join. He has recently been given a new title in his community. We're very proud of him. He will be back for the next episode, so you guys stay tuned for that. Welcome to the Cree Chatter Hour. For those of you who are just tuned in, maybe this is your first time hearing it, but the Cree Chatter Hour is here to help promote everyone to speak Nehewewin, aka Plains Cree language. So today I thought we'd go over some who, what, when, where, why. You know, I like to give things, the practical things that people could use, even if they're just one word or phrases. And we're going to start off with the five W's. I remember going to school, and when I was just a I remember hearing this, they'd ask who, what, when, where, why when you do book reports and stuff. And I thought it would be cool to show you guys how to say them in Nehewewin. Who in Nehewewin, how you would say who when you're referring to somebody, you're asking somebody who, is awina, awina. And then even when you're talking to somebody, you can say awina, awina kia, who are you? You know, you'll often hear that when somebody doesn't know you and they want you to introduce themselves. So awina, awina is who, and you can say awina kia. Egwa, moving right along, we want to go to our next word, which is what. What? You want to ask somebody what? You know, I know that as an older sister, when my siblings would come up to me, like they'd come ask me, fine, and you go, what? You know? But in Nehewewin, how we would say what is gigwai, gigwai. But if you want to get fancy and you want to say something cool, like if you want to say whatever, it's gigwai poko. Kigwai pako, but kigwai means what. Or if you want to use it in other settings, I guess, if you want to say, what is this? Kigwai uma. Kigwai uma. What is this? And I believe that is when you're referring to something that is animate. Kigwai uma. The next word we're going to take care of our five W's in Cree, which is who, what, when. When is our next word? And how you say when in Nehewewin in Cree is dunspeak, dunspeak. And that is like you're asking somebody when. You could say dunspeak, when. And you got to remember sometimes there's a little H sound in there. Dunspeak, dunspeak. The next word we're going to do in our five W's in Cree is where. Dante, dante. And you always hear this, especially when you're introducing yourself or you're asking somebody where they're from. When we did these dialogues that we had in our past episodes, if you haven't heard it, go check it out. When you're asking somebody where they're from, dante, dante is or dante otsikia, where are you from? So where is dante? Technically you spell it like danite, but the people don't pronounce it like that, so it's dante. Dante is where. The next word of the five W's in Cree, which is who, what, when, where. We did those ones. Now it's why. Why? You're asking somebody why. Tanike. You know, somebody asks you, hey, I'm going to go to the powwow and get Indian taco. And you say, tanike. So just a little refresher of the who, what, when, where, why in Cree. Who? Awina. What? Kigwai. When? Dunspeak. Egua, where is dante? Dante. Why? Tanike. So that was the who, what, when, where, why in Cree. And I think those were useful because a lot of those times you can use those even in conversation. Those were the first set of words I wanted to show you guys today. The next word I wanted to show you guys, since this is our first show in June, was June. And how we say that, and you know, for people who are just learning about the months and dates and stuff like that in Cree, our months are named after the different moon cycles or the different moons that we have. So June is referred to as the egg hatching month or moon. And how we would say that is upaskahupisim, Upaskahupisim. This is a time when all of our birds and our winged animals come back home after migrating south, and this is when they start laying their eggs. So that is Upaskahupisim, June. You know, June feels more like a July, though. It's been really gisteoewitamik. It's been really hot outside, and just more recently, we've had clear skies. Wasisquan. Wasisquan way we tamik. It's clear outside, the clear skies, and it's nice to see, because like I was mentioning earlier, that smoke was getting the best of some of us here, and I really was sending some good thoughts to all of our relatives out there that may be struggling with asthma or other respiratory symptoms. You know, that's such a hard thing to think that we've been going through those forest fires really bad. Because I remember when I was an Esquesis, I don't remember ever seeing smoke like that growing up here in Treaty 6 territory. And it's a real eye-opening thing to see that, you know, this is what's happening on Gigawi Noeski, on Mother Earth, that all these things are changing in the climate. And, you know, like they say, our people are stewards of the land, and we're here to take care of the land, and Gigawi Noeski, our Mother Earth. And it was really tough to see that and to be able to experience that. I think of all the new babies who are coming into this world, and we got to do our best to do what we can to keep our earth here and healthy for a long time for the generations to come. But speaking of weather, that is another term that I think everybody could use on a daily basis. If you come into contact with another person who is on their language journey, or maybe you know some fluent speakers, that's something you can ask. And that is, Tanse Isuepan Wewitamik. And that is a simple phrase that was one of the very first things that I felt really confident saying when I started my language journey, because we did that repetitively every day. And make sure you say that. Use that term on somebody. Danse iswepan wewitamik. And all you're asking is, how is the weather outside? Danse iswepan wewitamik. And like I was saying earlier, today is such a beautiful day. If you want to just say an overall saying in response, you could say, Dagagisagawa nuts, you know, oh, it's a beautiful day today. Or Miogisagawa nuts, it is a good day today. But if you want to get into more detail, like I was earlier, you say, Wasisquen, the sky is clear. Wasisquen. Or you could say something like Gisapweo, which means it's warm. Gisapweewitamik. And it's been really beautiful, but those are really good phrases you could use on an everyday basis. And that's what we're here at the Cree Chatter Hour for, to equip you with all of that. Remember, how you say, how's the weather outside? Ask somebody that. Use that on somebody. Even tell somebody beforehand, hey, this is something we could practice. Danse eswepan wewitamik. Danse iswepan wewitamik. Another cool conversation starter, and you could do this for somebody that you know or something like one thing I like to ask my relatives, especially my older relatives or people I know, is I'll say, Danse gitamatsihun, how are you feeling? You know, maybe somebody you knew was off, maybe they were sick for a little bit, or you know, you just want to check in on how they're feeling. You say, Danse gitamatsihun. And that is, again, Danse, we recognize that word. It's like, how? Like, how are you doing? That's even how we say, it is how we greet people. Danse, you know, you're asking them, how are you doing? But Danse gitamatsihun is like, how are you feeling? Matsihun is the part where you're asking them how they're feeling. And in response, you know, you could say, oh, kewek, you know, I'm doing all right, kewek. Me, I like to say, oh, namio matsi huna nuts, or upsis in estosian, you know, I'm a little bit tired still. I usually am every day, though, because nitawa simsak, they keep me busy, boy. These three little kids, they're little half frog Lakers, half saddle Lakers. And I have my little daughter here. She's playing dinosaurs with me right now while I'm recording this for you guys. So that is another good saying that you can use on people, is Danse gitamatsihun. Remember, don't forget that. Danse gitamatsihun. Danse gitamatsihun. You ask somebody how they're doing. Another cool phrase, and I'm kind of touching back on the five W's here. And this one is, you're asking somebody, you could use this phrase as well, and it's asking somebody, where are you going? Dante etutean. Dante etutean. That's something that we hear all the time, too. You ask somebody where you're going. Oh, I'm going to go to Patsamuin, or I'm going to the... If you want to be fancy, you could say sunyagamik, you know, the bank. You hear that word in there, sunya, and that's how you know that that's when we're talking about a bank. Or you could also say, I'm trying to think of another word, atawegamik. Atawegamik is like a store where you go buy stuff. So that's another cool saying. But again, if you want to ask somebody where you're going, dante tuteyan. Another cool thing that I think helps a lot of people is, you know, when you're at your home or wherever you may stay, take some sticky notes. You could even download something like the Cree Dictionary app. It's on all, you know, Android, iPhone, all that kind of stuff. And you make little labels for your cupboard, your window, your doors, things around the house, the clock, stuff like that really does happen. And you could practice with your kids, practice with little ones, practice by yourself and keep them around. You see that every day soon enough, it just becomes like second nature to use these words. And I always thought that was a really fun activity. Make sure check that out. Some really good resources for all kinds of Cree things are people like I Am Nehyo. I always mention him. You also got to check out the Cree Dictionary. Nehyoiwin for the Soul on Facebook's really good. Nehyoiwin Cree Word of the Day is really good as well. If you guys are looking for music that utilizes a lot of our Nehyoiwin language, I always like to turn to our powwow groups such as Northern Cree, Red Bull, Blackstone. Check them out. There's all kinds of different... music genres too as well that uses the language. You guys, if you're into more like contemporary music or country or stuff like that, Art Napoleon has some really, really cool covers that he does, and it's all in Cree. You got to check him out. If you're more into the technical stuff, and you're technologically inclined, like some of our young people out there, make sure you check out TikTok. Some of my favorite pages on there are Julia Owlette. She does Cree Word of the Day, Repeat After Me. Cree Syllabics Designs. Why I love their page so much is you go on there, they have different interviews and different things, but they also write it out in Cree, and then they'll write it out and translate it in English, so you know exactly what's being said, when it's being said, and you get to understand and enjoy these really awesome interviews. They have a lot of interviews with elders on there too, even elders who are not in this world anymore, and it's so beautiful to see, because you know when you could be scrolling and forget about things like this, and you come across something like that. And for me, being able to have access to stuff like that sure does ground me, and I really enjoy seeing stuff like that. Again, you guys, check out all of this stuff. I can't stress it enough. There's so many awesome, and you know what, it is summer break pretty soon, but if you are looking to really take this another level further, I really highly suggest Blue Quills University for their language program. I actually just convinced my sister to sign up there, and it is an amazing program. It doesn't matter how much language you know or how fluent you are. It is a really beautiful experience, and it works to everybody's strength. And I can't stress that enough. I think if you go check out their website, they have all the application deadlines and everything on there. I do believe that they do things online as well. So for those of you who may not be able to come travel to the St. Paul Saddle Lake area like that, I do believe they offer online classes as well. Don't quote me on that, but I know during the pandemic, that's what they did. Come check it out. They have an amazing, beautiful language program there, and they even have a Master's of Indigenous Linguistics program there as well. Bachelor of Arts, and if not just for our Cree speakers either, they do have a Dene Bachelor of Arts Language degree there as well with the Cree one. It's a really awesome thing to see. I love hearing when people take their language journey because it's such an experience. So with that, I don't want to talk too much before this next break. Make sure you guys stay tuned for some music and singing right after this next break.